Welcome to an encounter with Father Morris Emmalou.
Today's encounter is my testimony, my story. On December 20, 2019, I was flying to California for some meetings and fellowship. A young man sat beside me on the airplane. We exchanged the casual and usual greetings as we boarded. During the more than four-hour flight to Los Angeles from Nashville, I read God's Word in Scripture and made notes on my laptop. I didn't know the young man next to me was watching and paying attention. Midway into our flight, he signaled to me. I sensed he wanted to chat, so I removed my sound eliminator earphones and obliged him. He said he had glanced at some of the words I was writing. He excused himself for seeming nosy, but confessed he couldn't take his eyes off my screen. "Are you a pastor or a minister of some sort?" he asked. "I am." "Which church?" I explained that I'm a Catholic priest. From thence, the communication went more in depth and more profound until, in the end, the young man wanted me to pray for him. He teared up in praise of God, who provided him, as he said, a first-hand witness of the workings of God in a way he'd never thought possible. For him, sitting in the plane and reading words that provided answers to many of his concerns was providence at work. God chose to use me and my reflections on His Word to minister to someone in need. I was a direct witness to a God who works in moving ways that are not always intrusive, yet are very powerful. Witnesses who have direct experience of the workings of God have powerful credibility. Ask those who have witnessed miracles firsthand, and they will tell you that observing these miracles increased their faith. Ask those who have had a profound personal encounter with the Holy, and you will notice that their courage is unwavering. It is firm when it comes to bearing witness to what they have seen or received. It is when the life of Christ becomes my life that it resonates deeper. It is when the story of salvation is personalized and embraced in my heart that it becomes my own testimony. Unless God touches me from within and I have the passion of a faithful witness, my testimony would be less fervent. We celebrate the life of St. John, the beloved evangelist. For example, we read where he talks about what we've seen, touched, and believed. He talks about his personal encounter with the Lord. We also read in the Gospel of John chapter 20 from verse 1 to 13 how he and Peter run to the grave and see that the Lord isn't there. He indeed arose, as the woman said. When we read St. John's Gospel and Epistles, we can't help but be moved by how personal the story becomes. He is driven by his love of the Lord and his encounter with the Lord. He backs up this love with his personal experiences with the Lord. He is a true disciple of the Incarnation. In theology, we say that the Gospel and writings of St. John show a profound understanding of the reality of Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ, that they show a realized Christology. St. John's knowledge of Christ isn't just a result of what others say and write about Christ, but a result of what St. John sees, touches, and believes. In other words, he embraces Christ's life, and it becomes his new life and a personal testimony. As we celebrate the life of Christ, may it become in us new life and a personal testimony. May we be in a strong position to say, I have witnessed, I believe, I testify. Reflect. How is my faith in Christ as Lord? How is my personal faith in Him as my Lord and Savior? Do I see Christ as one whom I was told to follow, or as one I fully accept as my Lord? Have I fully opened my heart to embrace Christ, or do I follow simply because that's what my culture, my family, or my community does? Pray. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I know that before my faith deepens and bears fruit, I have to make a personal commitment. Give me the grace to personally hold on to you as my Lord and my Savior. Amen. God love you. God bless you.
You've been listening to An Encounter with Father Morris Emalu, excerpts from the book series of the same name. You can get your own copy of An Encounter with Father Morris Emalu at revemalu.com. That's revemelu.com.